Afternoon, one and all. This is Scotty K, London taxi driver and anti-EU campaigner, giving you my view on the week's events from the front of my cab. Right, I will start with last weekend, where on Friday I was at a Better Off Out meeting in Ivor Village in Buckinghamshire. Two great guest speakers, Philip Hollabone, Tory MP, and Stephen Wolfe, UKIP MEP and immigration spokesman. Now, I'd never met Philip Hollabone before, and it turned out he was a smashing fella, a really good and intelligent speaker. After having a busy week in Westminster, what with the Syria vote and all that, he had given up his Friday night to come to Ivor and speak for free. It is actually worth noting that some MPs do quite a bit more than many people realise. Philip is actually one of the lowest expense-claiming MPs too, and he'd even booked himself into a budget hotel for his return to London after the meeting, enabling him to clear his desk on a Saturday morning before going home to his family in Kettering. Well done, that man. It's true that Stephen Wolfe had also been extremely busy that week as well. I mean, going backwards and forwards between Oldham and Brussels twice, and then up to us on Friday, and eventually on to the northwest of England. I mean, not even I cover that many miles in a week. Obviously, he was a bit disappointed with the result in Oldham and the subsequent postal vote rigging amongst certain sections of that community. But he still managed to give a very passionate speech. This man is definitely a future UKIP leader. So, get yourselves onto the Better Off Out website and Facebook page, where you can see these men in action. Got to say as well, it was also good to see Rupert Matthews from Better Off Out there. Again, another tireless campaigner for a Brexit. So then, that was Friday. And I would like to suggest to everybody that when events like these, whether it be Leave EU, Better Off Out, Say No, whatever, when they come to your area, you should definitely make the effort to go. I mean, you never know, you might just learn something. But they arm you with answers. You know, so it's well worth going. Right, on to Saturday evening then, where we saw something happen which could certainly become more widespread. A man going mental with a knife in an underground station, in the name of Allah and for the people of Syria. Great. Turns out he was a Somali refugee, and here's one for all my cabbie mates, also an Uber driver. Another person that we've given sanctuary to, who just wants to throw it back in our faces. True, you can say our foreign policy is a lot to answer for, but then so does our immigration policy, along with the fact we can't protect our own citizens in our own country. No wonder borders are going up quicker than London house prices right across the whole of Europe. Now, this situation is only helping to serve the far right, where on Sunday and Monday in France we saw the rise of the Front National, who are now the biggest party in France. To be fair, Marine Le Pen has done a fantastic job shaking off their racist image, and she is appealing to the working class and standing up for the French nationals. But, as you see here with UKIP, now the establishment hate nothing more than someone wrestling with their grip on power, threatening their life of opulence. I mean, don't be surprised if they don't all gang up on her the way they are all starting to do with Donald Trump in the States after his comments on stopping all Muslims entering the US and what he said about London having no-go areas where police fear to go, thanks to radicalisation. Now, if he had said there's areas in England, such as Rotherham or Birmingham, where sickening crimes such as child rape or female genital mutilation are knowingly committed on a huge scale by the Muslim community, but the authorities are too afraid to act for fear of upsetting them, leaving victims to suffer for longer, then he would have been far more accurate. It seems to me there is a fear from the police, not for their personal safety, but for fear of repercussions from whatever action they take, both from the Islamic population and from the bleeding heart liberals who bleat about human rights. Right, back to Europe then, and Dave's renegotiation. It is December and we are in pantomime season. Will we get reforms? Oh, no, we won't. Oh, yes, we will. Look out, Dave. Tusk is behind you. Or not, as the case may be. Now, what he is asking for, everybody knows, is a complete joke. Don't be surprised if he comes back with everything he's asking for, because most of the EU actually wants it too. They're not making allowances for us. It's not Cameron's persuasive powers and acting ability that will win this hollow victory. They say politics is for ugly actors, and looking at them, it's a fair point. I mean, there's hardly any George Clooney's or Jennifer Aniston's in the House of Commons, is there? And their quest for celebrity means the leaders of our countries now seek recognition on the world stage, often turning their backs on their own people. I mean, attending to the problems of those faced by the recent floods in the north of Britain doesn't rank very highly on their list of things to sort out. After all, only £45 million has been spent on flood defences in Cumbria in the last 5 years. Now, that ain't even a full day's money given to the EU. But no doubt, with £500,000 spent per tornado, per bombing mission in Syria, we have plenty of money to help our own out, right? Well, don't hold your breath. Just mind you don't get added to the ever-growing housing list, where over 6.5 million young Britons are going to be stuck at home with mum and dad until they're well into their 40s, because they can't afford to move out. It won't be helped either by the fact that half of all new housing built over the next 5 years will be going to immigrants. Yeah, it's nice to know where our politicians' priorities lies. Obviously, this won't affect them one bit. The same as depreciating wages, rising fuel bills, the rising pension age, falling education standards, lack of school places, crumbling health service, less police. I mean, there's never a shortage of coppers standing outside Number 10 or outside the Houses of Parliament, that's for sure. Seems to me the best thing we can do is give them all a kick where it hurts whenever we can. The next opportunity we have is in the referendum. They want us in the EU, no doubt about that. So let's vote to leave and drag them kicking and screaming like spoilt children from the doors of the EU Parliament. Just as a first step though, yeah? And then when they haven't got that institution to hide behind, maybe we can sort them all out and maybe elect someone who is only interested in serving the people of this country. Right, rank's moving up now and I've got to get back to work. So look after yourselves, have a great weekend and be lucky.